Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show for Monday, June 10th, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey here. Steve will be there in just a few in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our Monday edition of the Steve Jones Show brought to you by Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. When life happens, those are the people, the Purdy people, the great staff at Purdy Insurance you want in your corner because they are your greatest advocate. So make sure you got the right insurance at the right price because they scan the most reputable brands so they can tailor a plan and a policy for you. So stop by and see them on Market Street in Sunbury or visit purdyinsurance.com. You can also visit us at stevejonesshow.com. Podcast archive page, we got 3 months' worth of shows there. You can flip back a week, month or so, catch another interview you may have missed, or replay one you want to listen to a second time, stevejonesshow.com. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show, and hit subscribe. And we'll send the shows straight to your smartphone and tablet after they air live here on WKOK. Yes, we're with you live till 5. Then we'll have the late day news roundup. Taylor Schultz at the anchor desk this afternoon. And then we'll have Phillies baseball tonight. 6:30 will be our on deck time. First pitch, 7:05, start of a 3-game set with Philadelphia and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Phillies over the weekend taking 2 out of 3 against the Reds. They can make some hay, get a 2-game or at least a 3-game sweep with Arizona before they head back into divisional play and a big 3-game series coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Atlanta Braves. Tonight you've got the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors have a shot to hoist the trophy this evening. Kevin Durant plans to play. That is according to various reports, including Wojo from ESPN, as the Warriors have been pushed to the brink of elimination. Raptors are up 3-1 in the series. But, of course, the big story has been that calf injury that has kept Kevin Durant on the sidelines since Game 5 of the Houston Rockets series. So this remains to be seen whether we will see Kevin Durant on the court tonight, but he's definitely been not ruled out by Steve Kerr. Kerr says he's looked great. Actually mentioned that to media members earlier today. We'll see where it goes. But a couple of hours ago, Kevin Durant was the first Warrior to leave shoot-around. So a little notable note from CBS Sports NBA writer Reed Forgrave. Reed was kind enough to join us here on the show last week. So that's happening tonight, NBA Finals. We will have an NHL Stanley Cup Final Game 7 on Wednesday night after Boston's 5-1 win yesterday in St. Louis. The Cup was in the building last night for the Blues. They were ready to party and celebrate, but the problem is the team just didn't show up on the ice last night. The Bruins took care of business 5-1. So Game 7 in Boston on Wednesday night for the Stanley Cup Final. Speaking of Boston, their baseball fans and many, many Major League Baseball baseball fans sending their love and concern to Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz, an absolute legend in his home country of the Dominican Republic. But he was out in a club last night, local time, a little after 8:30, sustained a gunshot wound in an incident in Santo Domingo, his hometown. Ortiz in stable condition following a six-hour emergency surgery. The Red Sox original statement said they've offered David's family all available resources to aid in his recovery. We will keep them in our hearts. And actually, we just had a CBS News report earlier at the top of the hour that, the Red Sox have sent a plane down to the Dominican Republic. So whenever Ortiz is ready to head home to the United States, that'll be ready, willing, and able for him once he gets his official discharge from the hospital. The bullet penetrated through Ortiz's back, and it exited out through his stomach. At least that's what Ortiz's father told reporters, an ESPN reporter. Once that story broke last night, that was in a telephone conversation that Ortiz was shot and wounded. Ortiz's assistant and press representative said that Ortiz's surgery ended at about 3:30 this morning. That was approximately a little more than 7 hours after that shooting took place last night in the DR.
Right. My guess is the Red Sox want to get him to either Mass General or to Deaconess. Ortiz maintains two homes, one in the Dominican Republic, which you just talked about, and the other one happens to be in Weston, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, just to the west. So that's and Deaconess. The only reason I mentioned Deaconess is the fact that they are the team hospital is Deaconess. That's the only reason why I mentioned that. So we'll see. It sounds like he was targeted by whomever, and for whatever reason, I don't know. And I think you heard about the aftermath. The aftermath? The aftermath was, I guess, the people in the establishment beat the daylights out of this guy. Now, of course, vigilante justice is frowned upon here in our country. Maybe not so much in the Dominican Republic.
When you're such a beloved figure in that country, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I mean, so, wow. Remarkable. Kevin Durant plans on playing tonight. Okay. Kevin Durant plans on playing tonight for Game 5.
How rusty will he be?
How much? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he's going to be able to play tonight. So,
yeah, quick observation from, I know someone that you have such tremendous respect for and also worked games in years past, Doris Burke. Her first reaction on SportsCenter Friday night, after Toronto extended their lead in the series 3-1, she said the Warriors just look tired.
Well, they probably are just tired.
Yeah.
Look, they played a lot of games over the years. They've also got guys expending, because Durant is not there, they've got guys expending more energy than ever trying to somehow compensate for him not being there. This is now proof positive, I think, to everybody that there's always been this mindset the last couple of years when Durant signed with Golden State that Durant needed the Warriors more than the Warriors needed Durant. In other words, the Warriors already had won a championship. Even the year they lost to Cleveland when they had a 3-1 lead, they won 73 games, a league record that year. They were a great team. And that having Durant was the icing on the cake and took them from being a great team to a dynastic team. Okay. Well, now it's been shown, at least at this particular stage, that guess what? The Warriors need Durant more than Durant needs the Warriors. Wow. But he is planning on playing tonight. And that is the big story of the day. And then David Ortiz recovering in the Dominican Republic, the other big story of the day that is going on. Now, is your Little League season almost over here or what?
There are two games this week. One is rescheduled from a rainout from a couple of weeks ago. Actually, one of the games is supposed to be tonight, but they may not get that in tonight, so we'll have to wait and see if it's going to be rescheduled or not. But actually, good news, the nephew has made Keystone All-Stars for the third straight year. He's going to be on the 10 and under team. So he'll be on the team two teams below the 11 and 12 year old majors. And their tournament play is going to start in 2 weeks.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. We're happy for him.
They should be. Like I said, it's and the Stanley Cup final, by the way, goes to a seventh and deciding game. Last night, the Stanley Cup finals won the night on TV. CBS had the Tony Awards last night. And based on the ratings, it was mostly watched by friends and family and agents. Stanley Cup Finals actually did very well last night. In fact, they had 17% higher numbers than in Game 5. Now, these are not the same numbers you're getting for the NBA Final. Let's not confuse the two. I think the NHL has to be pretty pleased. Now, there's one major difference between the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals. And the Stanley Cup final difference is that it does have two metered markets, St. Louis and Boston, in the final, as opposed to with Toronto. Toronto is not a metered market because it's in Canada. I'm a little concerned about the state of sportscasting right now. I'm listening to a sportscast about an hour ago. So I'm listening to the sportscast, and he mentions the sportscaster that Rory McIlroy won the Canadian Open with a record 22-under. He shot 61 yesterday. And then they have a comment from McIlroy about, you know, he played more relaxed, he was out there having fun. And the sportscaster comes back with the tagline, and he says, and now McIlroy says McIlroy is scheduled to play in the Pebble Beach tournament this week. The Pebble Beach tournament. You mean the U.S. Open? What are we doing here? What are we doing? The Pebble Beach tournament. He's scheduled to play in the Pebble Beach tournament? It's the U.S. Open. I'm concerned, okay?
Yeah, that little shindig whoop you do there out in California this week.
What was last year? What was last year? The Shinnecock clam bake? Great. Hey, let's go to play the Oakmont tournament. Yeah, that's really great. Was
Wingfoot,
it like the member
Wingfoot Invitational?
Yeah, like the members championship. What? Great. See, it's the member guest over at Pebble.
The Augusta Open.
Shit. The member guest over at Augusta National. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. There have been so many cutbacks that I have no idea where we're going with half this stuff. Do you? I don't. Wow. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. Did you hear the story about the Queen at Domino's Pizza? It's a great story. You hear about this?
Wasn't it today the Queen's Hub's birthday today? It's like 95, 97 or something.
Is it? Oh, you mean the Duke of Kent?
Yeah.
Prince Philip.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't keep track of these people.
I just kind of heard it in passing this morning while I was grabbing coffee in the kitchen. So I wasn't sure if it, maybe he was craving some.
I doubt it.
No.
Thursday, they're at Buckingham Palace. And this guy in a motorcycle pulls up with four cheeseburger Domino's pizzas. Okay. And the guys at the guard gate are looking at him like, what? They said, well, this was phoned in by an Elizabeth that lives here at Buckingham Palace. It's a young kid. and the guards are looking at him like, what the heck are they talking about?
Liz called, ordered some pie. I'm here.
Seriously. I mean, this happened Thursday. So the entire order was 46 pounds, four cheeseburger pizzas, under the name Elizabeth, according to the Sun. The driver was stopped by two armed police officers who got him to get off the bike and park up. One of them then radioed through to the control room to check to see if the Queen actually had indeed ordered pizza. Well, the next thing the officer said was, sorry, sir, Elizabeth is the name of the Queen, and she lives at Buckingham Palace. I think someone is winding you up. They said the poor guy looked so confused that he rode off. Now, Domino's tried to take the gag in style. Apparently, the order was placed through the London Victoria location. It said, quote, we've always suspected the Queen was a secret Domino's fan, and the order to Buckingham Palace almost confirmed our suspicions, said the store manager. We didn't quite make it past the gate, but the four large cheeseburger pizzas seemed to go down pretty well with the police officers on duty. Next time, Your Majesty. So they gave the officers there, they said, here, you take the pizzas. Domino's spokesman said that the order was actually placed by telephone. So this was not some online order that sneaked through the system until a driver suddenly realized he was duped. An actual Domino's employee had to have accepted the order for an Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace and thought, sounds good to me. Make them up.
So close yet so far away. By the way, Prince Philip, 98 today.
Yeah, he hasn't made public appearances in years. I think the last time he made a public appearance, he was 95. I believe... Signs of dementia, I believe. So,
well, less than a year ago, he was involved in a car accident. Oh, it was actually February or late. It was earlier this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
As he decided to take the Land Rover out for a spin.
Well, maybe he's the one that ordered the Domino's. I don't know. I don't know, but like. You know, for the 46 pounds, you would think they'd also be a tip.
You'd think. Well, he must have had an offer pop up on his smartphone. And yeah.
Well, I feel bad for the driver. The driver's just doing what he's told to do.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Wow.
Although that's a classy crew. Maybe they like anchovies on their pizza. Yeah.
Well, evidently, they're cheeseburger, and they loved them. There you go. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, the best in the business. Auto, home, life, business, whatever your needs may be. They'll find you the right insurance, the best price. And they are the number one group to be with. And don't you always want to be associated with the number one group?
Father's Day normally means a new tie, a pair of socks. If Dad is really lucky, maybe some new golf balls.
Well, Sunbury Motors is honoring Dads with the Father of All Sales. SMC has 125 new trucks with savings up to $16,000. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle for 42 consecutive years.
And one is sold every 29 seconds.
SMC has 2019 F-150s from $25,904. Plus, there's 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2019 F-150s. There's 16 of the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger 4x4s in both extended and crew cabs, starting as low as $34,870. And Sunbury Motors needs your old truck, so they'll give you the most money for your truck trade, period. It's the father of all sales going on now. So hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever your insurance needs may be, they'll find you the right insurance. That way you're completely covered. They will then make sure that you get the best price. And then they will take care of that policy all the way through. Any updating needed, plus or minus, they'll make sure that you're up to date. And if something ever happens, they will go to work for you as if it happened to them. They are your partner. Customer service means everything to them at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Great to have you with us on this. We're coming up. The U.S. Open is this week, which I mentioned earlier. It's not the Pebble Beach Open. It's not the Marion Clam Bake. Hey, let's go to Wingfoot, have a lobster fest and a golf tournament, too. It's the member guest. All right, who's your guest? Phil Mickelson. Okay, I like your chances. Right. It's the member guest. My guest is Tiger Woods. Okay. So that's coming up this week. And the NBA final, the Stanley Cup final. Stanley Cup final is going to have a seventh and deciding game tonight. Remember what old Kevo said on Friday? Said on Friday, he says, "Tony, the fix is in. They want a seventh game." Well, after being dominated in games 4 and 5, and the Blues did dominate. It was like the ice was tilted in games 4 and 5. Rask was really good to keep the Bruins in it. Something in Game 6 with everything on the line, the Bruins dominated the Blues. I don't know. So Game 7 is Wednesday. Kevin Durant plans on playing tonight when Golden State takes on Toronto. Toronto looking for its first ever NBA title. And the Warriors, as you mentioned, Doris, but they look tired. Well, I think they're tired. There's a couple of parts. They're tired in part because all of them are being forced to do more with Durant not there. And there was also a game where Klay Thompson wasn't there. But I also think that this should end some of the... Sometimes I know people react to the moment and they get all excited in the moment. Draymond Green's had some really good games. But I've heard some people say, you know, oh, boy, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Huh? He's a very good rebounder. He's a very good passer. He's a decent enough scorer. But he's a really good player. The Hall of Fame is for the greats of the greats. Steph Curry's a Hall of Famer. Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer. Klay Thompson's a Hall of Famer. Draymond Green is not. And what's happened the last three games has proven it. When they've needed a third guy, when they've needed a third guy to step up to help out Thompson, to help out Curry, you would think that Iguodala now is aging to the point. I mean, Iguodala looks tired. Even though he's hit a couple of big shots, he can't do it on a consistent basis. Draymond Green should have been that guy and is not. And again, we're talking about a really, really good player. But to me, in a situation like this, you could prove to everybody that you're not just a really, really good player. You're a great player. When there is a void and a vacuum, did you fill it? And Draymond Green with Kevin Durant in this series has not. He's not been able to fill that void. Okay. It does make a statement. And Draymond Green's had a lot of people in his career that have been negative. But again, he is a really, really good player. Really good. But is he Hall of Fame good? Probably not. This would have been the time to tell everybody, like, look, Durant's out. Look what he's done to step in. Wow. Now, in the Portland series, he was great. At the end of the Houston series, he was great. In this series, he has not been. Now, with Durant back in there, I feel like it takes, you know, if, you know, who knows how long Durant's going to play. Is he going to play 15 minutes tonight, 20 minutes, 25 minutes? But in that period of time, in this series, he has not played as well. He has been the perfect complement in other series. This series, no. All right. The Phillies play tonight. We'll take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Eichhoff goes tonight, I think, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Eichhoff will go tonight. The Phillies have a one-game lead in Atlanta. The Braves open up with the Pirates tonight. And the...
Yeah, and then the Phillies go to the Braves this weekend, so that's going to be huge. One versus two in the division. So, and you got to Arizona. They've won five in a row. They swept Toronto. Actually, they've won four in a row. They'll go for five straight tonight, but they swept the Blue Jays over the weekend.
Ooh, the Jonas Brothers are coming to the Jordan Center.
Hey! They haven't been there in a while.
Wow, they just played champs. All right, so, good.
They go from downtown and move up the hill. So.
Unbelievable.
They're on a tear. It's been quite the. It's one of the biggest reunions in recent music history for sure, and you know you've made it big. And if you're a public figure, if you make it on CBS News Sunday morning, the Sunday morning show, and they were featured not yesterday but last weekend on the show.
Well, I think Jason Ganner, whom I coached in both Little League and Babe Ruth ball, I believe he has been deeply involved with the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
Means I could get tickets.
That's true.
Like really good ones.
You got a guy. Don't say that too loud. You could become very popular and on demand.
I'm not going.
I know.
Did I ever tell you the story about, you know, now they do the... what do they call the football women's camp here? But they do it every year now. James does it. Well, years ago, they did something called Football 101. So they asked me to come in one night. In fact, it was a three-night thing. It was like three Mondays in a row or something like that. They asked me to go in and be a part of the group that was, quote, teaching it.
Okay.
Well, it turned out I went there one night, and there's a concert. You know, and this took place in the Jordan Center. I pull into the parking lot, and they said, I don't know what the number was, $10? I said, $10? $10 for what? They said, well, to park for the concert. I said, well, I'm not here for the concert. I'm here for Football 101. And the guy looked at me, and he says, you know, Mr. Jones, I'm going to let you through because you just don't look like you're a guy that would go and watch. What was the one with the boy band with? The one that was married to Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, 98 Degrees.
Good for you. Right. You nailed right. it. Yes.
All right. He says, you don't look like a 98 Degrees fan.
And he was right.
Well, one day I was at basketball practice. I'm in the Jordan Center. I'm in the middle of the second level, and there's a stairwell you can go down. Yeah, you can either take the there's a couple of elevators. Then, of course, there's the freight elevator, which nobody's supposed to take, and I take all the time. Somebody says, you need to be an official operator to operate the freight elevator. I said, I've operated more than all of you combined. He goes, that's true. Right. So I take the back stairwell down into the back to the practice gym. And this guy's at the bottom of the stairs. He says, you can't go right. I said, what do you mean I can't go right? He says, which one's Timberlake with? Was it NSYNC?
That's correct. Hey, you're two for okay. two. You're tearing it okay. up today.
All right. Justin Timberlake and NSYNC are practicing in there right now.
Oh.
I looked at him. I said, get out of my way. I'm going to practice. I said, look, if they want to come over and watch practice with me, tell them it's all right. I said, I don't care who's in there. I said, I'm not going in there. I'm going in there. You can't go in there. Why not? Are there human beings that can't tie their own shoes? Why? It's like, come on. You can't go in there. I go, yes, I'm going in there. Because I don't care who's in there. I'm trying to get over to there.
Oh, he looks like he has ulterior motives. No, you can't go in there.
Telling right now, Timberlake would not want to meet up with that guy. Timberlake would love to talk to me. He's a huge sports fan.
Avid golfer? Right? Sure. You guys can exchange golf stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, his handicap is a zero and mine's a dozen. So a slight difference. But yeah, you can't go in there. You know, and all I had to do was just get to the door that was 20 feet to my left to go to the back. Like, that's where the back gym is. As soon as you open the door, you're in the gym. I said, well, I'm just going to practice. You can't go down there. I said, I can't go down there? I said, I'm trying to go to that door right there. You can't go there. I said, get out of my way. I'm not going to have my job held up for this nonsense. Give me a break. And it was nonsense. Oh, I mean, I was polite three times. The third time, the fourth time, I was like, God, I've had enough. Kids, please. They're practicing. Great. So is the basketball team. I'm allowed to watch their practice. Here's a hint. I don't want to watch NSYNC practice. Let's try that one. I don't want to watch. Oh. Boy, I wonder what Vegas is doing. Right now with the Durant news. The Warriors are currently a 1.5-point underdog at Caesars. Ooh. How about that? Hmm. Wow. And the Stanley Cup final. Kevin says the fix is in. So there's a seventh game. It's going to be Wednesday night. Now, they won the night last night. I know CBS went out with the Tony Awards last night. There's nothing more intriguing for America to sit there and see who won Broadway awards hundreds to thousands of miles away. It's not like you can go see Hamilton unless you actually go there. So, among 18 to 49-year-olds, you know what the rating was last night for the Tony Awards? 0.8. Right, and half of those were just like on the remote. Ding, ding, ding. What's that? Right. What the heck? Kept going. Okay, that counted. That's what half of them were. But hockey won the night. Hockey last night, the Stanley Cup Finals, the number one rated show for the night last night.
Top five.
17% higher, by the way, than Game 5.
Top five markets for Game 6 last night for the hockey. 33% in St. Louis, obviously.
Yeah.
A little over 27.5 in Boston, followed by Providence, Buffalo, and Kansas City. Kansas City, that's across the river from St. Louis. So
well, it's across the state, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know who Kansas City's team happens to be. It's where you got to know the lineage of your teams. Okay? The New Jersey Devils.
Wow.
Like, why are they Kansas City's team? Because they, the first 2 years as an expansion team, and I want to say they came in the same time as the Washington Capitals, they were the Kansas City Scouts. Then after 2 years, they moved to Denver and became the Colorado Rockies. And then John McMullen, who for a long time owned the Astros, got a hold of the, quote, Colorado Rockies hockey team, and he moved them to New Jersey. So that is the lineage of Kansas City's hockey team in the NHL. Huh? Some more useless education on the show that not a single person in the audience can use in any way, shape, or form? All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. John Urschel's going to join us on the show Friday. He'll be on at 3:35. Then the King will be on at 4:35, so this will be like point-counterpoint. No? What do you think? What bothers me is that we mentioned to the suit that John Urschel was going to be on the show.
That's right, we did.
And he said, it's good because Suit Light has a math problem. It was easy math. Simple math.
Yeah.
If I have this much of my checking account, can I pay this much for the bill? All right, so I have a huge problem.
There's an app for that, right?
If I make my first digital media sale of the year, how much will that give me? It's June. I would hope you made more than one. Because
yeah.
He blew you guys off in the staff meeting today.
Yeah, he... the meeting was about ready to wrap up anyway. But yeah, it was... Sally was ringing and it's like, oh, I got to take this call. It's like... I said, bring it home, camper. We'll be right here waiting for the good news.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since.
Well, it may have been a call involving bail for all we know. I don't know. We don't know that. That is a call you would have to take. It involves bail.
And I got to thinking, oh, maybe he had a meeting down in Northumberland and just the roads have just been, just working on so many major roads there in the borough. And so sooner or later, they'll get that done.
Tomorrow, State Representative Aaron Bernstein at 10 a.m. is going to have a press conference about, I guess, solutions to the PIAA private versus public schools sports debate. I think they're going to introduce legislation tomorrow, and they're going to announce what the legislation's about, dealing with the problem. And again, look, I think part of the solution's already in place. I did not like when they went to six divisions. I thought, oh, geez, now let's just make this totally cluttered. Right? But now I think you can use it to your advantage. I think they should take all the public schools and put them back into AAA, AAA, Quad A. Boom. All the public schools are there. Now, since you already have championships designated for two other divisions to get to six, you take, to me, the smaller private and charter schools, and you put them into that category, and you take the larger private and charter schools and put them into the other category. Just come up with that whatever number you think is appropriate to do it. Because you already have the structure in place for six championship games in football and in basketball, you know, girls and boys basketball. You already have the structure in place for all six, right? Well, since the structure's over the air, use it to your advantage. Go back to the old system of public schools, A, double A, triple, and quad A, and take the other two and divide them up between the private charter schools between small and large. I know it sounds like a simple answer, but sometimes a simple answer is the best answer. And in this warped mind, it's the best answer.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.